Welcome to The Juice Today, an audio edition of The Juice that lets educators and parents stay informed about what their students are reading.
Welcome to this deep dive. We're here for you parents, teachers, giving you a look at what your students are exploring today in The Juice.
Right, it's that daily resource designed to get kids thinking about current events.
Exactly. And our goal is just to offer some key insights, maybe some discussion starters for your own conversations.
Yeah, and we've got quite a mix today. Science, culture, social issues.
We really do. So let's jump in. First up, a pretty wild dinosaur discovery.
Oh yeah, the one from Morocco.
That's the one. Paleontologists found Spicamellus abulfer. It's apparently the oldest ankylosaur ever found in Africa.
And they're calling it the punk rocker dinosaur, right? Because of the spikes.
Yeah, you got it. Meter-long spikes fused to the bone and a razor tail. It looks, well, unique.
And that's the key thing. It's challenging what scientists thought they knew about how these dinosaurs evolved and spread out.
So a good chat point for kids might be, what makes a discovery exciting when it changes what we thought we knew?
Definitely food for thought there, how science is always evolving.
Okay, so from ancient life, let's move to a modern icon we've lost, Giorgio Armani.
Ah, yes. A huge name in fashion. Passed away at 91.
He really left a mark, didn't he? Revolutionized menswear, those fitted suits.
And he was a big part of popularizing women's pantsuits, too. Built a whole global empire on his vision.
It really shows how design can, you know, influence culture.
Absolutely. So for kids, maybe think about, what does leaving a lasting mark really mean? In your community, or even bigger, how could your actions shape things later?
Good question. Now for something completely different. La Tomatina in Spain.
The giant tomato fight, right? In Buñol.
Yeah. It was their 80th anniversary this year. Can you believe it? 80 years.
Wow. And the scale is just incredible.
Over 22,000 people, apparently. And they threw something like 120 tons of tomatoes.
120 tons. That's a lot of tomatoes. And this year had a theme, Tomaterapia.
Uh-huh. The idea was helping people relieve stress. A bit messy, but maybe effective.
Huh. It shows how communities find unique ways to connect, right? Even through chaos.
So you could ask your students, if you invented a silly festival for your town, what would it be? Why? How would it bring people together?
I like that one. Okay, shifting gears a bit now to something more serious.
Yeah, there's a new Pew Research Center study out. It's showing a decline in the U.S. foreign-born population.
Based on early census data?
Right. Dropped from about 53.3 million down to 51.9 million. The study connects this mainly to immigration policies from the Trump era.
And there's an economic angle, too, isn't there? Something about the labor force.
Yeah, about 1.2 million immigrants left the labor force in the first part of 2025.
Which naturally sparks debate. Some experts worry about, you know, economic harm, labor shortages in certain areas like farming or construction.
But others suggest maybe it tightens the labor market, possibly benefiting workers already here.
Exactly. It's complex. With potential ripple effects. So a discussion could be, how might fewer workers in certain jobs impact daily life? What could that mean for a community?
Definitely makes you think about interconnectedness, which kind of leads into our quote of the day.
Yeah.
It's from Jane Addams.
Jane Addams, social reformer, pacifist, first American woman to win the Nobel Peace Prize. Really remarkable.
Co-founded Hull House in Chicago, helping immigrants, the poor. Her quote is, "The essence of immorality is the tendency to make an exception of myself."
Wow. That cuts right to the core, doesn't it? Ethics, empathy, applying principles universally, not just when it's convenient.
It really does. So for kids, what does that quote mean to you? And how could just one person make a real impact by trying not to make exceptions for themselves?
Living that principle, yeah.
Okay, finally, we're touching on vaccines. It's become a pretty contentious topic lately.
Right. Things that were once widely accepted are now facing more questioning.
We're seeing Florida's Surgeon General wanting to end vaccine mandates,
right,
even for schools. And HHS Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is leading anti-vaccination efforts.
Making claims about safety that, it's important to note, are widely disputed by major health organizations and the broad scientific consensus.
Yeah, and that's led to pushback. Condemnation from many health experts in some states like California, Washington, and Oregon, forming an alliance to promote unified, evidence-based health info.
It really throws a spotlight on public health challenges, personal choice, and how crucial it is to navigate information carefully, especially when there are conflicting messages.
So, a tough but important question for young people. How do you figure out what's best for your health when opinions differ so much? How do you evaluate sources?
It's a critical skill. You know, looking across all these stories today, that dinosaur, Armani, the tomatoes, immigration, atoms, the vaccine debate, they all show how our understanding of the world is constantly being shaped and reshaped.
That's a great point.
So maybe a final thought for you is, what aspects of today's news, the things kids are reading in the juice, might actually be shaping tomorrow's deeply held beliefs in ways we don't even see yet?
Something to ponder.
Yeah.
Well, we hope this deep dive gave you some useful insights and maybe sparked some ideas for conversation.
Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for listening to this overview of The Juice Today. Students read these stories at their own reading levels to improve their comprehension, vocabulary, critical thinking, and more. Learn more at thejuicelearning.com.